Oh, Woodsy, did you hear that?
How are you, boys?
Mate, he's just won $1 million on a $10 bet.
Mate, what about that? That was, what a story for the day, eh?
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Who are you on, mate?
Mate, I was on Red Cardinal. Thought it was a chance, but there's nowhere to be, mate. Just like every other Melbourne Cup I've betted in.
I think it maybe felt the ground. That's what Kieran thought. You know, just felt the ground a bit, but now you're feeling your pocket.
Trying to bring it home, but it was nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen. Mate, geez, it's 3 weeks in now. Really good buzz about this World Cup. Now we get over the Melbourne Cup. We can now concentrate back on the Rugby League and the World Cup. But there's plenty of distractions in this country, Woodsy, which is good. And you're building up to week number three now.
Yeah, you know, we played two games. We played England and France, and you know, there have been some real good hits for us. You know, we've changed our side. Everyone's had a crack, and the blokes that haven't played, Jim Maloney and Ben Hunt, will get a run this week as well. So, you know, it's sort of like it's been a trial match for us. We're building for the quarterfinals. So, you know, every game we have is an expectation for us, and you know, we've got values that we've got to perform during the game. And you know, it's been really good, and the boys are getting along real well. So, you know, it's a massive game for us against Lebanon this week. They've played some really good footy. You know, they were very unlucky against England on the weekend, but you know, they're going to bring their A game come Saturday night, so we've got to prepare really well.
Mate, I want to ask you, have you had a chat with James Maloney about, you know, the swap that we chatted about last Friday morning on the program? That he's going to Penrith? Is he obviously, he's happy about it. He's doing it.
Mate, he's not giving much away, Jimmy. What we were talking about was because he backed the winner yesterday, so we haven't heard the end of it, mate.
So he's backed two winners this week. One, yeah, he's got a good deal at the Panthers. And
one on the field, one off the field.
which is good. But it's pretty much, I mean, you guys now, and you had to go through this. At least he only went through it for a couple of days, mate. You went through it for, which seemed like a couple of years.
Yeah, mate.
But it's all just part of the business now.
That's it. It was short and sharp for Jimmy. But I don't know if it's been confirmed because he hasn't said anything to us, to be honest with you, because he went home and he came back on Monday. So, mate, the more we know that apparently the swap's been done and, you know, he hasn't changed his mindset. He hasn't really spoke about it at all. And, you know, he just focused on playing footy this weekend because it's his first match for us.
Yeah, and in terms of what you're working on at the moment, Woodsy, for improvement, what are those things?
Oh, just little things in our game. Like just with our defence, just trying to slow things down, you know, controlling the game a lot more. You know, we've had new combinations in each game and just doing little things like just pushing up, you know, running hard and just getting to our spots, you know, because at times, like, no offence to France, you know, the game was open a bit, but we got a bit excited at times and, you know, tried to overplay our hands. We just want to play, you know, simple footy that we know we can do and, you know, just not to go away from it because there is, you know, a lot of space in the game and, you know, there's a lot of opportunities. Just got to be a bit smarter in how we take them.
Lebanon, as you mentioned, they were superb against England last weekend. I know they lost, right? But they had a good first up victory, and they'll play some footy against you. They'll realise they're going to have to score some points, and they probably got the rough end of the pineapple as far as some tough decisions last weekend as well.
Yeah, they're a wholehearted side. You know, I think Brad Fittler's done a really good job there. All the boys are just playing for each other, and you know, that's probably the hardest thing when you play against a side, that when they play for each other, they're going to come out harder. I think it was a similar thing when we played against France last week. You know, the scoreline didn't reflect the match. It was a very tough game. You know, it was real physical, but, you know, we just had a little bit too much class in the end for them. So, and this week, you know, Lebanon, they were very good against England. You know, England got a lucky try, which I thought, you know, and a couple, you know, decisions didn't go Lebanon's way. So, you know, if those things sort of turn the other side, you know, it could have been anything that game. And I think, you know, Mitchell Moses plays a really good footy and Robbie Farah's directing the side around really well. So, you know, it's going to be a really tough one this weekend.
Does it feel like you're playing regularly enough?
Yeah, it's good. We enjoy it. You know, I think it's different because it's the first time we come off the bench. But, you know, it's awesome. You get to play for your country. You know, it's the biggest accolade you can have in the game. So, and to be coached by someone like Mal Meninga, you know, it's a thrill. And, you know, he's got a lot of expectations on us and we've got to live up to it each week.
Yeah, it's a big one. Mate, who's impressed you so far? That Tonga-Samoa match last weekend was unbelievable. The stadium was rattling the entire game. from the preamble, the war dance, the hymn all the way through. But the prayer, I should say. The Kiwis have been really, really good. And they're probably the team that was, you know, knocked around, I guess, with, you know, pre-World Cup drama.
Yeah, look, I thought that was a, you know, it was an amazing atmosphere, what happened with the Tonga Samoa game. Even beforehand, like, you know, they did the prayer together, then they did, you know, the war dance against each other at the same time, you know. You just hear the crowd, it was so loud. You know, Tonga have got a really good squad, and I think this weekend when Tonga do play New Zealand, it'll show you an indication of where they're at.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, New Zealand made a couple tough calls, you know, before the start of the World Cup, but it looks like the players have all bought in really well to it, and the footy that they've played, they, you know, they smashed Samoa, they really put Scotland away last week, so... If, I reckon they'll be really up for it this week. You know, it's the big game. Obviously, there's been a lot said about the players that sort of haven't gone to New Zealand to play for Tonga. So I reckon they'll be right up for that. And yeah, like you said, I think Tonga have been, New Zealand have been one of the sides to, you know, they're going to be one of the hardest sides to beat.
There's no doubt about that. Woodsy, we thank you so much for your time. Sorry about Red Cardinal yesterday, but we had no luck either, mate. So I know how you feel.
We're all saying sorry.
Yeah,
thanks, mate. It's one of them days, Melbourne Cup, isn't it? Hit or miss.
Yeah. You know what? It's on again.
That's it. Next year.
next week. In fact, Thursday with the Oaks, but we've got a short price favourite there. Woodsy, we thank you so much, mate.
Too easy, boys. Thanks for having me.
Well done.
Aaron Woods up nice and early in Kangaroo camp, building up to the game on the weekend against Lebanon, which we look forward to. But the big one, the one that's going to have plenty of feeling in it and plenty of get square probably, is Tonga. Jason Taumalolo up against New Zealand, the side the country turned his back on. Well, that's a bit harsh, but he wanted to play for Tonga and not for New Zealand.